Latest figures from the Environmental Protection Agency show our carbon emissions reduced less last year than in 2019, despite the country being under COVID-19 lockdown. The figures are a stark reminder of the challenge posed by the target of a 51% reduction in emissions by 2030, and in particular what that will mean for our agriculture sector and the country's farmers. Our reporter Sinead Spain has been speaking to two organic farmers who've been developing a more sustainable way of farming.
Yeah, so we have the bigger ones in here then, and get two smaller out a bit.
On top of a drumlin on the western shores of Loch Allen, Tommy Early is farming 100 acres organically.
She's one of the heifers now. What we're doing now is just giving them a little bit of food, getting the calves used to a bit of feed, because they'll soon be coming off the mothers.
He keeps these suckler calves for 6 to 9 months before selling them at Drumshambo Mart for finishing. It's a farm rich in biodiversity. Walking the land, he explains how he has tried to use everything at his disposal, even the rushes, once seen as weeds.
We cut them, let them dry out, get them as dry as you could, and then round bale them and use them for bedding under the cattle. Rushes were seen as the chief weed on the farm, but now we're composting them. We put them in on the cattle, we clean out the sheds and then we turn that into a valuable compost that we use to grow vegetables. So we're taking what was waste on the farm and turning it into something very valuable.
Behind the house, Tommy has a 20-acre crop of oak, ash and alder, all native Irish trees.
What you're looking for with timber is, to get quality timber, is long, straight timber. So that's why these are planted close to each other, that are pushing up to get to the light. And in the next few years, we'll be going in thinning out some of these. And there's nurse lines in through the oak as well. This is the nurse line here, but they're a faster growing species. So the idea is that they grow up fast and they provide shelter to the oak. And when the oak gets established, then you can come in and take out the nurse line out of it and give the oak more room to expand.
Okay, so hence the term, the nurse line.
Nurse line, yeah. They're nursing them on the young oak, yeah.
Among the many important habitats on the land is an area of raised bog, which Tommy is currently restoring to create a carbon sink.
So you can see here now that the bog is quite firm. And then when you get past where the trench is, you can see how it changes completely. So this is what you want. You want bogs to be as wet as that, and then they'll work on properly. When they're drying out like that, they're not working. You're losing carbon there, whereas you're actually gaining it here.
Show you some cows. Cows.
In Dangan in County Offaly, Mount Briscoe operates as an organic farm.
So this is a pedigree shorthorn called Pretender. It's like her prefix, her registered name. And then this is her pedigree calf. So I got a pedigree bull last year down in Skibb from a man, and we had to drive down. That was our kind of our main excursion last year during COVID, was driving to Skibb to buy a bull. And yeah, so very fond of her. And this is an Irish Mild.
Margaret Edgell took over the family farm 8 years ago and set about developing a pedigree suckler herd of Irish Mild cattle and other rare breeds. There's a philosophy behind her farming and her land use.
I suppose, to put it in perspective, we don't do anything to the farm other than what nature allows you to do, you know. So we have multi-sward kind of grass. We either make hay or we make silage, depending on the weather. And we don't put anything out, you know. So we don't put any nitrates out. We don't do any of that stuff.
Margaret is the seventh generation of her family to farm here at Mount Briscoe. Alongside her suckler herd, she's developing an artisan food business.
I couldn't go off farm, which a lot of people could go off farm, and that's what was kind of encouraged by most people, was to work off farm, and probably still is to this day, or they marry what they call as a laying hen, you know. So what I have elected to do is to harvest what again is naturally in our hedgerows. So it's all seasonal food that we produce. And so then we have like an autumn range of food product, be it, you know, slow jellies or, you know, any kind of crab apples. You're standing, you know, you're just, the crab apples are falling to your feet at the moment, you know. So we harvest all that produce and then we have a one day event just before Christmas and then we sell everything.
But the key question for both Margaret and Tommy is, having achieved that environmental sustainability, what about the all-important economic sustainability?
So, is it economically viable? I believe it is. Would you be, you know, would you put a family of four through today's, you know, college and all that kind of stuff? No, you'd need more income, you know. Yeah. And that's the reality of it. So it's a quality of life, in my view. It's not about making loads of money and investing it in something. It's a way of life, and do you enjoy that way of life and having enough to get by? And then the question is, what is enough to get by, and how much do people need?